everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Light Broadcast.
Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are in the world, whatever's taking place.
This is for September.
We're in September. Yeah, this is for September. This is moving very quickly.
Where'd
now
the summer
this
go?
I'm not terribly sure where everything went, but it's we're kind of left with some of the residuals of it. That's for sure. So anyway,
time goes on.
Welcome everybody here in Las Vegas. We're in our 59th day. I want to say 59th day of triple digits. So if we go, I think 6 more days, we'll set records.
Yeah,
all-time records.
I think that's going to miss because I think we're going down to 99, which is chilly for us. So.
Oh, gee, that'd be terrible.
Well, it's good, though. Different organizations like the newscasters say that every time it hits 100, they donate money toward causes.
That's true. We got all these things that happen every time the weather hits 100 or breaks 100. All these donations kick in for a lot of places. It's amazing.
So we celebrate the 100th.
Glad you're here today. We've got a lot going on planet Earth. We're not going to be addressing all the situations going on planet Earth. Please understand, this is the Virtual Light Broadcast. This is for the direct message from the group that comes out and goes forward in many different areas. They may talk about this or that or the other subjects on it, but those are mostly meant for Rising Light, our new program that comes out twice a month. So if you're interested in finding out where the group says about this or about that, of course, you always have the questions that we have. We're always able to ask questions here, too. But the Rising Light part, that is the subscription part of Espavo TV. Anyway,
right. Yeah.
We got so much going on here because we years and years ago, when we started this business, and it certainly was a business because we had to live off of it. Mm-hmm. So when we started this business, we had our ups and downs, and we were trying everything to see what was going to work. The group's message went out perfectly every month. It was no problem. People loved it. But we weren't quite sure how we were going to support ourselves and be able to do that. And they told me something rather interesting that I've used ever since. Anytime where our numbers start to go down, or if we see something taking place that we don't like, and I'm sharing this with everybody because I think everybody's in this boat a little bit, no matter where you are in the world. And from time to time, that happens to all of us. They gave me a key, and it works every single time. I simply say it has worked for me every single time. And that's called Merlin's Law. And they told the story about Merlin, about how he had a law that he went by, a rule, a guideline that he went by, that basically opened doors for him everywhere he went. And it was called Merlin's Law. And the idea was that you make your deals in life, whatever it is that you're doing to support yourself, you make the best deal that you can, and you negotiate whatever it is. But then Merlin's Law kicks in after all the negotiation's done, after all that process is finished. The person who is giving or the person who's buying, it doesn't make any difference, try to figure out a way to give a little bit more than what you bargained for. Sweeten the deal after you've negotiated. What it does is it charges the universe around you waiting to pay it back. And it works incredibly well. For me, this is not only about giving things away or being able to do that in some way, but, for me also, there's times when we start a seminar. We may start a 3-day seminar or something that's coming up, and we may not have enough people that we are really comfortable with or that we're used to on a regular basis. And you know what happens during those seminars? The group wants me to focus and give even more in those seminars. That's all part of Merlin's Law. And I've been working with that for a very long time. It's part of what the fun things that they work with, and many of them, it's absolutely incredible to see some of these beautiful pieces that come together.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about when we first began our work, it was really a test to see if we really wanted to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought you said that the rule we went by was as long as it's fun, we'd continue to do it, which is something we stick to. Yeah, that's our rule. We do that. But at first, I remember going to somewhere where we had 15 people.
Oh my God.
You know, we were like, oh my gosh, how are we going to make a living? And, you know, and then we said, no, let's get in the spirit of what we're teaching and give these 15 people everything we have. And we did, and we had a wonderful event. But after that, it began to grow and grow. But you talk about it beginning as a business.
No,
we stress to people that, you know, if you want to go in this spiritual area of work, you have to have a business plan. It can't just be, let's just do this, you know. So this man has really accomplished the business part of it. Yeah, and everything else.
I've had some good help, I'll tell you. We got a great staff. But anyway,
yes.
We want to express Merlin's Law every chance we get. And we do so every year right here. And we're getting ready to do it right now. We're getting ready to give away $12,000 worth of scholarships. And I will tell you, that is a big commitment for us. And we do it every single year. This will be the 10th year. The first year, we didn't give it away. What happened in the first segment, we repeated it. We gave everybody a second chance to basically come back in and do it for free, to get into the groove of doing things. So we gave a lot away in the beginning. We give it away every year. What's happening now, we have 10 scholarships that we've picked here out of the numbers. We got numbers this time. We had
close to 500 people want to apply for the scholarship.
So we've got flooded. We've had bringing it up, and Barbara has the winners of the scholarships.
I look forward to this every year. It just makes my day that we're going to make somebody's day, because this is the Lightmaster to join it. It cost, you said,
$1,200, yes, $1,195.
And you know, even though that's well worth the money, because it lasts through the year and it's the most important work and the newest,
it's the highest level work.
Yes. And so. I'm just looking forward to giving you the names. So we did pick them before, the numbers, and then Meg helped me match up the names. And I'm just delighted that we're going to do this. Ready?
My guest.
All right.
By the way, everybody, welcome to Rother's Pond. This is one of my favorite places.
Oh, do we have a pond?
We have a beautiful pond, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. All right. And when I call your name, I think that one of our staff
supposed
will
to stand up and
wait. Yes, one of our staff, I think it'll be Meg, will notify you. I'm not sure how soon, but she'll give you all the details. So let's begin. Okay, the first one, and I'll spell the last names, is Elka Van Engeland. Van in this Engeland. Elka, congratulations.
I think we just did a session.
Her name, yes. When I saw that, I went, oh my gosh, you just did.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the next one is Daniela James, J-A-M-E-S, Daniela. All right, and next we've got a man here, William Rivas,
R-I-V-A-S.
Yes, I think he came to Las Vegas.
He's in Columbia. He lives in Columbia.
Right. He was telling us all about his daughter and how he's trying to teach her spirituality. And awesome. Just a lovely man. So congratulations, William. Next is Liana Bergen, B-E-R-G-A-N. All right. And the next one, I'd be curious to see where this person is from. Hao Wen. It's H-O-W and then W-H-E-N. Hao Wen. I wonder. We'll find out. Next is Maria Paul Franchet, F-A-N-C-H-E-T-T-E. Sounds Franchet. Like a French name. Franchet. I don't know if it's French or Franchet.
Franchet, I don't know.
Who knows? Beautiful name. All right. Next is Alina Pidubna. It's P-I-D-D-U-B-N-A. All right. Next is Kim Philippoum, P-H-I-L-I-P-O-O-M, And number nine is Tracy Wiseman, W-I-S-M-A-N. And then number 10, drumroll, Patricia O'Connor. Wonderful. Congratulations. We're so pleased that you're going to be a part of the Lightmaster for the next year.
Starts on September 17th. Lightmaster is open for those of you who wish to register. If any of you have registered and your name was just called, we're going to refund your money. So you'll be contacted very soon. And for the rest of you, we have it up. And it's all set when we're ready to go. All right. Okay.
Okay. Well,
awesome,
was fun.
Everybody. Thanks.
I love a contest.
That's the push. That's feeding the universe. That's the way I look at that. Feeding the universe,
yes,
charging everything around you. So welcome, everybody.
It comes back to you 10 times more.
And it's really interesting. We have at the end of Lightmaster, which we just finished the other day, we get email. And it's not email that I read, and that we have a private email address that Lightmasters can send to me specifically that we answer. About once a month, we catch up with things and do it. And we've got a fascinating, huge amount of energy that goes into that. So anyway, we're gonna do Lightmaster just a little bit differently this time. For those of you who have done it all 10 years with us, or all 9 years so far, and you're entering our 10th year, which we actually have quite a few of you have done that. It's amazing, because what we're going to do is step into this in a slightly different way. Every year, we have new people join Lightmaster and work with them. And for the people that are here again, they have to kind of hear the introductory stuff over again. We're going to do it differently this time. We're not going to do any introductory stuff. We're going to hit the ground running on September 17th. The new people, if you have questions, if you don't understand some of the concepts, you write to this special email address, and I will spend extra time there describing anything that needs to be caught up, or anything, any piece that needs to be described. This happens typically when we get into multidimensionality and some of the other aspects that the group is very specific on. But we're not going to spend time in Lightmaster catching the new people up. We have a special way that we're going to do that this next year. We have a lot to do in the Masters of the Light. So,
well, it's guaranteed to be an interesting year ahead.
It's going to be a wild year. Hang on. Here we go. So
hopefully a little easier on all of us.
Yeah, I think so. And we also have, of course, Lightmasters starting on September 17th, as we mentioned. We also have a new event that the group is going to step everything up now at this point. We're not going back to the old stuff. We're not going to teach in the ways that we did. This next event that's coming up next week, it's called From Surviving to Thriving. And basically what it is full of imprints and activations and journey activations. This is not a thing that you come to take notes with. This is not a thing that you come to learn a new modality or any of that stuff. This is for you. It's going to be 3 days filled with specific activations to basically make your path a little more comfortable and easier, so you can find your own path of least resistance with strength as we move through this energy together.
Right.
That's coming up next.
Looking forward to
that. Take a look at that, too. Okay, so we've got Allison with us. We've got Meg with us. I can't wait to share all the things. And we do have quite a few questions that have come in as well. So we'll be getting to all of that here coming up right away. But in the meantime, we just want to say thanks for being with us, everybody. It's an incredible energy that we're in. I know that there's a lot of confusion, frustration, a lot of things going on in many different places throughout the planet. We're going to talk to try and bring that together. The group has an idea. We'll be presenting that. I heard it.
I want
to
hear
now,
that.
So I can't wait to hear it myself. So anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. We'll step into it, into the first channel. Just a moment.
Espavo. Okay. Well, I think that we're going to get right into the questions.
First channel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got my schedule mixed up. I want to get to the questions because they're so interesting, but of course I want to hear the channel. So the first channel of today, it will be beautiful, I'm sure. We need these words of comfort and information. it is what helps me, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way, carry on and have hope and just get away from the negativity and think of all the possibilities. So whatever you're doing today or evening, wherever you are, just let it be the best time of your life. Just create happiness and let go of the stress and anything that's bothering you and keeping you from being the best you can. So with that, take a deep breath with me if you wish. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe deeply, deeply in. Hold it. Slowly let it out. Feel yourself and the peace that surrounds you, the inner calm. Everything is going to be all right. Whenever you feel stressed, just say those words to yourself out loud so your voice will be taking it out to the world and you'll be hearing it through your own ears. Open your eyes. Feel that everything is possible if you believe. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am M. I join you this day with great joy. Well, you see, the planet is moving at an incredible place. But the planet has always been moving. She has been on her path. She has her ups and downs, shall we call it, according to how she works with humans. But the fascinating part is the human evolution. That piece is starting to move at astounding rates. Now, we see difficulties almost every place in different places throughout the world. Please understand that this is all part of coming back together in unity. Yes, it's very challenging because you're all moving in different directions and you can see the diversity, you can see the division in many places throughout the planet at this point. But we tell you one aspect. You have a heart of wisdom. You have a part of you that can be activated over and over. And if you figure out simple ways to connect that heart energy with others on the planet, you create a network of love, a web of love that is absolutely incredible, that holds the energy to resolve itself. You see, the part of the challenge is many of these difficulties that you see and people going in many different ways trying to accomplish one thing or the other, getting frustrated and then expressing that frustration. That's a fairly normal situation, and in reality you're going to continue to see this for quite some time in many different places throughout the planet, because what is happening is the human heart is rising and each one is starting to say what they need. They're starting to speak it out loud. Plus the fact that you're dealing with racism in many parts of the planet, we have to tell you, this is amazing. For you see, we've talked much about different attitudes and different things that you're working on as individual spirits. And of course, as you take on a physical body, as you incarnate and you walk through life, all of those things come to you magically, and you wonder why all this happened to you in this way. You set most of it up. Most of it is by contract. But we also tell you, you have a whole level of contracts that you're unaware of. Because you've basically set many things into motion. And when you first made these connections to your own being, you basically made a connection to a physical being that your spirit inhabits and blends together with. Well, that's all done through the use of source codes. Those original source codes are able to plant and be able to hold and connect the physical body and the spirit, allow you to have that beautiful experience of pretending to be a human, even though you're not. But now, as you run into difficulties you can't seem to solve in many ways, one of the most important aspects is to connect the hearts of all of you. You see, all of you hold the answers. None of you hold all the answers, but all of you together have a resolution to everything. So keep that in mind. Now also, you have a lot of difficulties and challenges going on in different parts of the world, in the United States as well. And you have elections, you have all kinds of things that are happening in politics in different ways. Rise above all of it. Please do not get wrapped up in that. It can be very challenging. And quite honestly, everything that's taking place that you see as difficulties in some way is helping people to rise up. You see, humans don't evolve unless they're pushed sometimes, unless they have a motivation. And you have collectively put that motivation on your planet. It's evolving right now. You're seeing more people start to take to the streets and hold signs for whatever it is that they're working with. That is actually a huge piece, because that is an open heart. And if you can connect with those open hearts, you can bring unity in many different ways. That doesn't mean that you have to connect with angry people that are in the streets. And we also tell you many of those angry people who are destroying things and so forth aren't the protesters. Many of those are sent in by other people. We found it interesting that Germany had 18,000 people take to the streets to demonstrate against the virus. Isn't that interesting? All starting from a small social media group of about 16,000 people. Fascinating how they can be led and angered in so many ways. But that's the key. You see, when you connect your hearts, dear ones, that is love. That is the pure form of love. And if you can make a network over the planet, simply by connecting energetically, it may be at specific times or any areas of that nature. And if you have friends that are in different parts of the world, find a time to energetically connect with them, or maybe talk with them on the phone or over your internet or something of that nature, because that opens up this web of love. And yes, you can have meditations on a specific time to bring people together. Most of you are healers and teachers in your own right. We're challenging you to do all of that now. You're going to see a lot of changes, a lot of shifts of energy coming up over the next several months. And it's in order. You have something you can gain from all of this. And keep in mind, it causes everyone to step up, to seek a higher truth, to seek something that can help them step out. Now, the biggest challenge is, from time to time, this has happened in different parts, different games throughout the universe that had to collectively end their game because their planet was shifting or something of that nature. You're familiar, of course, with Lemuria, and probably more familiar with Atlantis, which is now starting to rise again. And yet it's happened in many places throughout the planet. One of the beautiful parts about this is that as you come together in the heart energy, all of that steps up into a higher vibrational state. There are times when some of you have done that. Some of you have held hands and stepped up out of the difficulties and created a higher space that many people could come into. That is taking place now. The challenge about it is you can't disconnect. In reality, you have set the game, the rules of this game into motion. And as we've mentioned before, shortly after many of you came in from Atlantis and reincarnated, you called it the 60s. Many of you had different ideas, took to the streets to bring your ideas there. Had it in many different ways. And you had made a point. You had made a commitment that if ever you got to the point where planet Earth could make that transition, that many of you would incarnate and be here during those times. You're here. Many of you are here from those times that are not even familiar with. The Keeper has no memories of his time, only what we have told him. And that's fairly common. But here's the point. If everyone rises up into a new world and creates a new game at this higher level, and leaves the rest down there to fight it out, to go through the process, which is what has happened before. It won't work. It's very simple. The last time this took place, you had a grand meeting. You called all souls together and you stopped time. The illusion of time was actually stopped for a moment to bring everything together from all facets of time as spirits. And you changed the game slightly and you said, never again will we divide. Now, everyone goes or no one goes. Now, that's a little interesting situation because as you step up, it's very easy to separate, thinking, oh, those are difficulties. We need to step into a higher realm. Of course, what we are telling you to understand is that you're all connected. Always have been. Always will be. So if you try to step into a priority, a higher state, only a state for high beings, it won't work. It's a typical move and a typical idea that most people will get as things get difficult on Earth. But keep in mind, you can create this higher space. It simply has to be open. Still connected. And still sending energy to the problems of planet Earth and still trying to work with it. Because what is happening, dear ones, is as you evolve, your systems are changing. We've mentioned this before. But as the systems shift, they have to perfect themselves, and they're having a great deal of difficulty with that for the very simple reason that the bandwidth of high vibration and low vibration of humanity has now raised, and the actual bandwidth is much larger than it has been before. But the beautiful part, all you need to do is to hold hands. That amplifies your energy exponentially into the universe. And much the way that the Keeper was talking about using Merlin's Law to charge the universe around him, to set everything up so that things would come, you can do the same. And all it takes is one strong connection. Find it. Make it somewhere. And don't worry about where it is on the planet. It can be a person down the street that you can connect with all the time, and start making those connections regularly, every couple of days if you can, even if they're only short connections. What that does is set up the network all over the planet. And basically, as you feed ideas and love into it, it distributes in huge ways. As we've also mentioned, dear ones, many of you are from the family of E. Simply at the very beginning of life on planet Earth, this was the first time that you would play the game without overshadowing rules. This was the game of free choice. And as such, many of the family of E actually took off their wings to play the game. And now you have a massive amount of them there, but they're all fairly young. They are the small children. And yet, they are holding an energy that you can connect this heart with. So as you make these connections and find that one person that you can connect with on a regular basis to strengthen the web that you are building, keep the children in mind. Make space for them in your thoughts. Make space for them because they're bringing in the answers that many of you are asking right now. And keep in mind, dear ones, it's not about the answer. It's about getting the question right. It is for the greatest of honor, dear ones, that we greet you in this way. I ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another at every opportunity. You are the magicians of the game board. I am M, and I love you dearly. Espavo, dear ones.
Espavo. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. We'll hear from Allison Chester Lambert. Looking forward to that. See you then.